Have you ever wanted to be part of a video game? Well, now you can. Actually, you can't. At least not yet. However, you can experience the world of video games from a whole new perspective in the new Disney animated movie, Wreck-It Ralph. This movie follows the bad guy, Ralph, voiced by John C. Reilly, on his adventure through a small town arcade. This movie is similar to the Disney Pixar movie trilogy, Toy Story, because it brings a childhood memory to life, but instead of toys, it's arcade games. If you ever played video or arcade games as a child, or even if you didn't, then Wreck-It Ralph will bring back many nostalgic memories. Throughout the movie, you see many of the characters from your favorite childhood or current video games. Some of these include Pac-Man, Dance Dance Revolution, Sonic, Mario, Candyland, and Call of Duty. Personally, I didn't and still don't play many video games, but I did recognize a few famous games. I really enjoyed how they added characters from real video games, and they didn't just make up unfamiliar games and characters. It makes the movie relatable, and it's fun to look for games and characters you recognize. The movie almost follows three plots, each one leading into the next. The main problem is that Ralph is unhappy. He is the bad guy in his video game, Fix-It Felix Jr., and he hates it. He doesn't want to be neglected by the Knifelanders, the citizens of his video game, anymore. It is the 30th anniversary of their game, and Felix and the Knifelanders are having a party. Of course, Ralph wasn't invited, and he becomes sad and angry. The Knifelanders say if he can win a hero's medal, then he will be accepted. A hero's medal is a medal that the hero in a game receives when they win the game. Ralph wants one because he is jealous of Felix, who has 100. Ralph goes on his journey through the arcade to find a hero's medal.
My name's Wreck-It Ralph.
I'm gonna wreck it!
30 years I've been doing this. Hard to love your job when no one else seems to like you for doing it. If I'm really honest with myself, it sure must be nice being the good guy.
All the characters in this movie are a perfect fit. The director, Rich Moore, picked the right cast to bring the characters to life. Ralph is voiced by John C. Reilly and is portrayed as a tough guy on the outside but soft on the inside. Vanellope Von Sweets, the child whom Ralph rescues in her game, Sugar Rush, played by Sarah Silverman, is done in the perfectly annoying yet adorable high-pitched childlike voice. And Fix-It Felix Jr., the hero in Ralph's game, Fix-It Felix Jr., is done amazingly by Jack McBrayer. All of the actors come together to create a funny, enjoyable movie. Another interesting part of the movie is how the games are set up. I'm sure this took the director a long time to create because it is genius. The arcades are plugged into one power strip, and how they plugged 30 games into one power strip, I do not know. The cord of the plug acts as the track, and the power strip is game central station. The characters in each game can travel throughout the games when the arcade is closed. When a game is out of order and gets unplugged, then everyone in that game is homeless. I found this whole setup very interesting and fun to watch. Overall, Wreck-It Ralph is a funny movie that will bring back memories and shows a brand new point of view on video games.